Hello and welcome to Spotlight on Asia on Radio France International. I'm Roslyn Hyams. Palm tree tapping and cutting for oil in tropical forests is controversial. Conservationists call for a halt to this practice, which alters and in some areas destroys the natural habitat and therefore jeopardises the survival of many species of animals, birds, reptiles and insects. The pro-palm oil business and consumer interest, it's used in chocolate and nut spreads for example, say the damage to nature due to the palm oil trade is minimal and has other benefits. But this business and poaching has affected the world population of the tapa, an endangered animal which lives in forests in Latin America and Asia, notably Indonesia, Malaysia, Myanmar and Thailand. Tapas are popular creatures. There's even a World Tapa Day. At the 150-year-old menagerie in the Jardin des Plantes, the botanical gardens on the southeast bank of the River Seine in Paris, rarer species of animal are kept safe. The small and discreet zoo this year received a Malayan tapa. I went to the menagerie to meet Tenga, who was born in 2014 in another French zoo. The female tapas carry only one offspring at a time and take 13 months to gestate. Their slow and careful reproduction contributes to their vulnerability. Tenga now lives in an enclosure with a pool, some bamboo and other trees, and next door to a pair of cranes. He weighs about 350 kilos, which he carries on short legs and trots like a pony. His trunk is deceptive, as he's not related to elephants, but in fact to horses and rhinos. He's a bit of a swimmer too. We were introduced by Michel Saint-Jalme, the director of the menagerie in the botanical gardens, who explained that preserving the Malay tapa is a challenge, but internationally supported.
The Malayan tapir, it's white and black, black and white. It's the same color that the great panda. It's because it's an adaptation to the forest, because it's an animal who used to be active just before night, when the color in the forest are white and black. And with this color, it is difficult to see him.
He's camouflaged.
Yes, camouflage, and to avoid predators.
He's very light-footed, but he's also quite bulky. He must weigh quite a lot.
Yeah, he weighs about 300 kilograms at the moment. He is in a growing phase. He runs very quickly and very smoothly, very elegant. And you can see when he put his legs on the floor, there is no noise at all. And it's also an adaptation to animals living in forest. If they make noise when they move, they can be heard by an eventual predator.
Who are the predators?
It's tigers. Unfortunately, now the main predator is human, because tigers have almost disappeared in their habitat. So tigers are not a real predator for tapir now.
From what age are they considered to be adult? He's just over a year and a half now.
It's a young adult. It's a kind of teenager.
So he listens to music as well?
Yes, he's listened to music. When he is inside every evening, he's kept inside. And inside the building, he listens to Radio France frequency.
Public stations.
Yes, of course. And he likes it. And it's because he's alone, it's to reduce stress. Because tapir, its normal habitat is forest. The rain dense forest, and in general, species living in forest are very sensitive to noise and very susceptible to stress. Each time there is something, a strange noise, boom, and thing like this, is stress a lot.
Tell us the story of this tapir.
Tenga is born in Beauval Zoo almost 2 years ago. He arrived at the menagerie in January. It's a male, a young male, and now we are waiting for a female for him. The problem is there is very few tapir in captivity in Europe, 52, and the sex ratio is unbalanced in favor of males. That means there is no available female for him.
This is despite the breeding program that exists in Europe and elsewhere in the world.
Yes, there is several breeding programs in the world, one in Asia, one in North America, and one in Europe. There is 164 tapir in this program in almost 60 zoos in the world. In Europe, there is only 52 tapir, 53 now, because I have heard that one born this month, so perhaps can get these animals if it is a female. But in fact, it's depend of the genetic origin of the animals, because in the European program, we try to avoid inbreeding, but also we try to maximize the genetic variability of the animals to keep their adaptation. And one day, if we want to reintroduce this animal in the wild, they will keep this ability to survive thanks to the genetic diversity, which is very important in terms of evolution. As it is difficult for us to get a female for Tenga, we decide, we get from the EASA, the European Association of Aquaria, which this association is in the top of all the European breeding programs.
Should we go over there and see? He's just gone for a swim, or he's gone to cool down, perhaps.
Oh, he disappeared. Have you seen that?
That was amazing. I think he's hiding. There he is. He looks like a seal when he comes out of the water.
Yes, incredible.
A tapir is adapted for land and for water.
Yes, there is two swimming pools outside in the enclosure and one inside. And he likes water. He needs water. The tapir is live in forest, in tropical forest, but in a humid forest, and he needs water. I was telling you that in the future we expect to get a female from Taipei in China. So at this moment, to increase the genetic variability of the European population, we need new animals from America, from the population, captive population of America, or from the captive population of Asia. So we decided to try to get a female from Taipei Zoo. The problem is it's very difficult in terms of sanitary procedure, because you know, we are very conservative in Europe in terms of diseases, and it's normal. We want to avoid that some diseases that are present in Asia spread in Europe. So it's very difficult, and we are working on this project to get this female. And this is important for the genetic variability. But for the moment, we are not going to reintroduce the tapir in their native habitat, because the tapir still exists in their native habitat.
But there aren't many left.
Yes. The former ranch is relatively large, including a part of India, Malaysia Peninsula, Sumatra, Borneo, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodge, Thailand, and now the tapir only remain in the Malaysian Peninsula and in Sumatra. There is few of them that remain in Thailand, but we estimate that the population in Thailand is less than...
There he goes again.
Yes. I like water. It's less than 100 animals. We estimate the population in Malaysia Peninsula around 1,500, and just several hundreds in Sumatra. And the population continues to go down due to habitat fragmentation, palm oil production, and also hunting. But hunting only in some part of Malaysia, because Malaysia is a Muslim country, and Muslim does not kill in general animals for the food. And the tapir in captivity are a kind of ambassador to communicate to the public about the habitat problems of the earth. So yes, it's a real ambassador of its habitat. Long live the tapir.
Michel Saint-Jean, the director of the menagerie at the Paris Botanical Gardens, the Jardin des Plantes, who renews his stock of stories of animal life, Asian and other, every day. Another time we'll ask him about the cloud rat, another endangered Asian species native to the Philippines that hid in a ventilation conduit to give birth. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. From me, Rosalind Hyams, until next time, goodbye.